Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are wrapping up the month of June. Things are starting to grow in the gardens, and we're getting some more questions here in the office about what people are finding in their gardens, whether they be insects or plant problems, or just questions about growing a garden. We're always happy to help. You can call our office, stop in if you make an appointment, and we would be happy to help you. You can also email pictures our way, and we'll see if we can help solve your question or problem for you. Our horticulture specialists on campus this week are focusing on fruit set in the vegetable garden. Sometimes plants grow well, but don't set fruit, and this can happen because of a range of issues. If you have tomatoes, the primary reason may be unfavorable weather conditions. Blossom drop is a common problem on tomatoes, and obviously when the blossoms drop, you have fewer tomatoes as the blossoms are where the tomatoes grow from. High daytime temperatures, averaging above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and low nighttime temperatures below 55 degrees Fahrenheit interfere with pollination and cause blossoms to drop. Optimal growing conditions for tomatoes are daytime temperatures between 70 and 85 degrees. If you do have cherry tomatoes, they will set fruit over a wider temperature range than most large fruited tomato cultivars, so you may luck out there. You may also have blossom drop from strong winds or dry soil conditions, which dry out the flowers. Dry soil conditions will stress tomato plants, so watering is very important for tomatoes. And again, with tomatoes, you want to make sure you are watering deeply once or twice a week rather than a shallow application of water on a daily basis. Favorable weather and good care of your tomatoes should result in a good fruit set. And if you have questions about issues popping up with your tomatoes, we do have a great publication on the Extension store that goes in detail through a variety of issues that may pop up with tomatoes throughout the growing season. Squash is another plant starting to set fruit and flowers right now. Squash and many other vine crops are monoecious, which means they have separate male and female flowers on the same plant. The flowers are similar in appearance, however, female flowers have small immature fruits at their base. When the male flowers grow, pollen is transferred from the male to the female flowers by bees and other pollinators. When properly pollinated and fertilized, the female flowers will develop into fruit. We do get some questions on this, as the first flowers to appear on squash are usually male flowers. As a result, fruit production is poor when the plants begin to flower, and many of the male flowers wither up and die off. And then folks call us concerned that their plant is not going to produce. Once the female flowers mature and the fruit is pollinated, the squash plants should begin producing a good crop as the number of female flowers increase. Keep in mind that unfavorable weather, as well as the use of insecticides, can also affect fruit set on vine crops. Again, cool, rainy weather during bloom will reduce bee activity. Fewer bees visiting the garden results in poor pollination and poor fruit set. Because of this, make sure you apply insecticides in the garden only when necessary to avoid harming bees and other pollinators, and preferably not when your plants in the garden are in the middle of flowering, as you can kill off the other bees and beneficial pollinators if those flowers do attract them to your garden. Also want to share a new resource posted to the Extension webpage. I hope you are continuing to visit our Cass County Extension webpage. We have a lot of information on there. We do now have a link in the front and center on the main page for updated information on the Cass County Fair. We are posting weekly updates for all of our exhibitors. We hope you will find that useful information as you make plans to exhibit at the Cass County Fair. As a reminder, the Cass County Fair is not going to have any public events this year. We are just trying to give our local 4-H and FFA exhibitors an opportunity to share their hard project work over the past year by offering shows that are open to only the exhibitors and their families. Again, more information can be found on the Extension website, including our recently posted Words on Wellness newsletter for the month of July. Hard to believe that will be here next week. Our topic for Words on Wellness is snacking smart in the summer. In the summer, eating several small healthy snacks throughout the day is often more comfortable and more natural than having larger meals due to the heat that we encounter in the summer. But when doing this, you want to make sure to choose nutritious snacks that will give you energy and help you with focus and memory. Healthy snacks benefit different groups groups of people in different ways. Older adults tend to prefer to eat light meals and snacks instead of a bigger breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nutritious snacks will help maintain your ability to live independently. Snacks high in protein and antioxidants, such as vitamin C and E, will help the immune system recover from illness and aid in healing of wounds as well. Children snack frequently because they need the calories and nutrients from snacks to get energy for summertime play, outdoor activities, and sports. Snacks nourish growing bodies and minds, and in the fall, as we head back to school, snacks will help kids feel full so they can focus on their academics. You can check out the Extension publication Snacks for Healthy Kids in the ISU Extension store for a list of some great snack ideas to have on hand throughout the summer. Also, pregnant women who are expecting have varied appetites depending on the individual and the stage of pregnancy. For this group of folks, snacks can provide quick, easy nutrition to both mother and baby. Smaller snacks rather than larger meals may also help reduce the nausea or heartburn some women have during pregnancy. For all groups, some easy, healthy snacks can be broken down into several categories: small servings of fruits and vegetables, whole grain crackers and cereal, low-fat cheeses and yogurts, hard-boiled eggs, unsalted nuts or peanuts, and even a cool summer snack such as a smoothie. And we do have a recipe on that July newsletter for the berry and green smoothie. Again, you can find the Words on Wellness newsletter in the news section of the Cass County Extension website. You'll also find information in that newsletter on refreshing yourself with water for summer exercise and making your summer salads safely. Also, our Food Preservation 101 online class is linked on that as well. And a reminder, that is a free online class, Food Preservation 101. Register online and attend at your convenience. We have multiple sessions scheduled throughout the summer and into fall. All that information on the Cass County Extension website, and of course you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.